WSHU delivers trusted news reporting that keeps you accurately informed and uplifting music that delights and surprises you. It's what we're here to do and what you count on. I'm Brad Dancer, WSHU General Manager. Your financial support gives our reporters the resources to separate fact from falsehood. It also brings a daily source of inspiration through classical music. Thank you for listening and supporting WSHU. We're expanding our world together.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Donald Trump is sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Our region reflects on the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Plus, Governor Hochul will unveil plans for a statewide cell phone ban in K-12 schools tomorrow. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. President Donald Trump is back in the White House. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports Connecticut and New York were well represented at his inauguration today.
In the crowd was Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, U.S. Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Richard Blumenthal, and U.S. Representatives Rosa DeLauro and Jim Himes. Blumenthal spoke with reporters shortly after. He said he was hoping for Trump to give a speech that unified the country.
Instead, it was replete with grievances and grandiosity, playing to cultural and political divisions. I was struck by the panorama of big tech billionaires seated on a higher platform than Supreme Court justices, placed ahead of the cabinet.
Also in the crowd was New York City Mayor Eric Adams and former Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Today's presidential inauguration coincides with the federal holiday to honor civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
Laura Harding is president of the Long Island-based advocacy group Erase Racism. To honor King's legacy, she recommends reading more than just the famous I Have a Dream speech to better understand his moral and humanitarian messages.
I think it's ironic and fitting that we have an incoming administration that really has not been supportive of the very people Dr. King fought for. And so it means that now is the time for many of us to listen to his other speeches, listen to his interviews, read his book.
Before his life was cut short, Harding says King talked about the next phase of the civil rights movement, dismantling structural racism in schools, housing, and health disparities. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
President Trump's promise to carry out mass deportations has reignited Connecticut Republicans' calls to tighten immigration policies. State Senator Rob Sampson is putting in a bill to repeal Connecticut's Trust Act. The law allows undocumented people to communicate with local police without fear of deportation.
We should restore the rule of law and enable the federal government to engage in revisions to our immigration policy that enable even greater amounts of lawful immigration.
Sampson supported the Trust Act when it first passed in 2013, but he says the law overreached after it was revised in 2019 to remove certain exceptions. Democratic Speaker of the House Matt Ritter says he thinks the Trust Act is well drafted, but the General Assembly may consider modifications depending on the Trump administration's plans. The days of students carrying smartphones in schools may be numbered in New York. More on that is coming up.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Did you know that you can chill out every weekday with Midday Mozart? Starting at noon, you'll hear a wonderful piece or two by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart to spice up your lunch hour. I'm Emily Boyer, delighted to be the new host of Midday Mozart on WSHU, inviting you to take a break with me and Wolfgang. Weekdays at noon, here on WSHU Public Radio.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says he's ready to fight Donald Trump's agenda as the returning president takes over, especially on immigration. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Tong says Connecticut held strong when Trump's first administration tried to defund the Affordable Care Act, Connecticut police, environmental regulations, and the post office. Tong says he's drawing inspiration for the coming fight from his parents, Chinese immigrants.
So many people share my story here in Connecticut. It's core to who we are. It's core to the American dream. It's part of the essential character of our nation. And that will never change. A lot of changes are coming, though, and there's a lot of uncertainty.
Tong hosted a series of talks across the state this month to prepare residents for Trump's immigration policies and expected deportation raids. He has said he doesn't like the use of the word sanctuary because it suggests the state is breaking federal law. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Weather officials say intense cold will continue this week after our region saw its first significant snowfall of the season last night. Feels like temperatures could reach as low as negative 10 degrees in some parts of Connecticut early tomorrow. Increased police presence on New York City's subway platforms and trains will begin tonight. 100 officers will be stationed between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. It's phase one of Governor Kathy Hochul's subway safety plan. Full operation of the plan is expected by the end of this month. Bridgeport is among several cities selected for a national initiative expanding access to green space. The nonprofit Trust for Public Lands Park Equity Accelerator wants every resident to be able to find a high-quality park or green space within a 10-minute walk of their front door. Work in Bridgeport will support the city's Sliver on the River project, creating 20 miles of interconnected waterfront recreation areas. A backyard bird flock in Connecticut has contracted highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as bird flu. WSHU's Ada Uzenlar has more.
The state's Department of Agriculture says the flock got bird flu after contact with wild waterfowl in a nearby pond in New London County last week. But none of the animals were commercial poultry. They say there have been no human cases in Connecticut. State officials say poultry owners and producers should up their biosecurity to protect their backyard and commercial poultry flocks against the bird flu, also called H5N1. That includes keeping wild birds and rodents out of poultry houses and coops. Also, they should wash their hands and boots before and after entering the poultry area. Ada Uzenlar, WSHU News.
The days of students carrying smartphones in schools may be numbered in New York, as Governor Hochul will unveil a plan to restrict phone use tomorrow, John Campbell reports.
For months, the governor's been speaking out against smartphones in schools. She says they're an unnecessary distraction for students. Melinda Person is president of the New York State United Teachers Union.
We think at this point, statewide leadership is really necessary to make sure that our students get up to 7 hours free from the distractions of social media and the internet.
Hochul says she'll include her plan in her state budget proposal. The teachers union is hoping she'll give school districts money to pay for equipment to lock phones up during the day. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest news from the Long Island Sound region, you can listen to us on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. For some behind the scenes here at the station, you can give us a follow on Instagram. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. And as always, please feel free to reach out with any thoughts or story ideas. Our email is news@WSHU.org. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.